Information.
Brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +264-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
A lovely good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. LCC demolishes illegal structure at the car park of Woodlands Shopping Mall. Government commends EU for support to civil society in Zambia. In international news, voters in Lilongwe are frustrated as Malawians head to the polls. And in sports, Zambia under 17 men's national team wind up their Total Energies CAF under 17 Africa Cup of Nations 2026. And now the news in detail. The Zambia National Marketeers and Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has commended government for increasing electricity supply hours to markets and highly populated townships amid its current power deficit. ZANAMAKA President Mupila Kamea says the intervention will save thousands of small businesses from collapsing, protect household incomes and ensure that traders can continue operating with a degree of stability during this difficult period. Mr. Kamea, who was speaking at a press briefing in response to the head of state's address when opening parliament, has affirmed ZANAMAKA's support for all government measures announced because energy is the lifeblood of the economy, as markets, firms and small businesses cannot thrive without reliable power. He has also called on all members to remain patient, united and proactive, including investing in solar energy and other renewable solutions to contribute to their own resilience in national growth. Mr. Kamea has urged ZANAMAKA members to be patient, hopeful and resilient, as the pain they are experiencing is real but temporal. He has further expressed optimism that with the measures implemented by the government, the future promises reliable electricity for every household, every township and every market, and that it will not be dark forever.
The plan to generate over 740 megawatts of solar power within 12 months across seven provinces will improve supply while creating jobs for young people. Reforms such as open access, net metering, tariff blending and power trading will open new opportunities. ZANAMAKA agrees with this direction and encourages our members to also consider investing in renewable energy solutions, especially solar, both at household and market level. Expansions at Mamba Thermal and the development of new plants such as Chisamba and CEC Itimbi reflect the seriousness of government's energy drive.
Government has paid tribute to the European Union for the significant investment and support to civil society organizations, CSOs, in Zambia. Luapula Province Acting Deputy Permanent Secretary Evans Sikabuba says government is happy with the support being given to civil society organizations like People in Need Network, the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, and the Zambia NGO WASH Forum. Mr. Sikabuba states that the support to strengthen the capacities of this organization is important, recognizing that government is open to partnerships.
Even today when we are seated to look at already the support which you are giving to civil society organizations like People in Need, the Zambia Wash Forum, where these are receiving support from EU so that they can strengthen the internal structures within the civil society organization.
If they will come more.
We know that government cannot implement everything. Whether the funds have come from EU, but would also need the other eye to help us strengthen the NGOs, strengthen the civil society organizations, right? So that together we can implement the different government programs and activities without leaving anyone behind.
Meanwhile, Njira Mtonga, who is the Program Manager for Governance and Social Sectors at the Delegation of the European Union to Zambia and COMESA, says that the EU is working in partnership with the government, as well as other stakeholders such as CSOs and the private sector. She says the budget support program will, amongst other priorities, support completion of boarding secondary schools in various districts across the country.
In this week, we have come with our two partners, that is People in Need and Zambia NGO Forum. Last year, we did award some funding allocation to the two partners to help us implement activities giving strengthening of activities of civil society organizations. As you're already aware, civil society is a very important stakeholder in as far as sustainable development is concerned. So our partner, People in Need, is working in a consortium with different organizations. Basically, what they are doing is to improve management systems.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSS, says it is impressed with the general level of compliance for regulated food products and beverages in Muchinga Province. ZCSS Communications and Public Relations Manager Brian Hatioka says the institute has in particular noted a reduction in non-compliance due to increased interventions on the market, such as public education, factory inspections, market surveillance, and quarterly joint food safety inspections, among others. Mr. Hatioka says a combined team of officers from ZCSA and other state institutions conducted a joint market surveillance inspecting, covering 25 trading outlets in March 2025 and seized non-compliant products valued at 6,695 kwacha.
ZCSA, working with different government institutions, is planning to conduct market surveillance inspections on fertilizers in Chinsari, Nakonde, Isoka, Mpika, Shiwangandu, Lavushmanda, and Kanchivia areas of Muchinga Province in October this year. Other market surveillance inspections, as well as factory inspections, will be undertaken in Mpika, Chinsari, Isoka, Mafinga and Nakonde. The number of factories registered with ZCSA in Muchinga Province have actually increased from 1 in 2017 to about 15 in 2025. These include 6 number plate companies, 4 milling companies, 1 for edible crude oil, 1 for refined edible oil, 1 for laundry soap, 1 for packaged bottled drinking water, and 1 for portable spirits.
Now, the Lusaka City Council LCC has demolished an illegal structure that was being erected in the car park of Woodlands Shopping Mall without necessary council approvals. The council has noted with concern that some developments are undertaken without following required procedures, contravening the Urban and Regional Planning Act. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has urged residents and developers to seek council clearance before starting construction projects to avoid investment losses as well as contribute to the orderly development. The United for Better Zambia UBZ party president has accused President Hakainde Hichilema of deliberately subjecting citizens to hardships in order to make them dependent on him. Speaking in a statement, UBZ President Hector Sondo says President Hichilema is using electricity load shedding to make life unbearable.